This program is sponsored by Walter Anderson Nursery.
If you have a green thumb or have always wanted one, then get ready for Garden Talk by Walter Anderson Nursery, hosted by Ken Anderson, along with David Ross, Mark Mahady, and George Allman. Garden Talk aims to introduce new ideas, help solve problems, and keep you up to date on the latest developments in the nursery and landscaping industry. Call in now with your gardening questions. 888-344-1170. That's 888-344-1170. Now, here are your Garden Talk hosts, Ken, David, Mark, and George.
Garden Talk here on KCBQ and KPRZ. I am David Ross along with Mark Mahady.
How are you doing, Dave?
I am good so far, but you can't say good morning yet. I have to say
Ken
and George are on assignment.
Yeah. I'm now, sitting in George's chair.
Yes, you are, and it's a little disconcerting.
No, I believe that. It's I didn't realize it.
Well, we put you over in that corner
for obvious reasons. I didn't know until now.
Okay.
It's okay.
I'm sorry.
It's okay.
I was hoping you wouldn't have to come to that realization here on my watch.
Well, it is what it is. It's all good.
I am David Ross along with Mark Mahady. We are going to spend the next hour or so talking about gardening.
Hopefully. Yes.
Plants.
Hopefully people call us.
Moon
ask
phases.
Questions. Yes.
Things that are going on.
Well, I don't know anything about moon phases.
But that's my job.
That's okay.
Your job in this chair that George normally habits is going to be...
I can tell you what the classes are.
Yeah, but we're not there yet.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt you.
Go ahead. How was your morning this morning? Was the moon out, the crescent moon,
18%? I don't know, I guess.
You don't even know if the moon was
out. No. I mean, as far as there was a sky, I suppose, but I didn't look at it. Yeah, it was a long night.
There was a sky,
night.
You suppose.
Well, yeah, I mean, yes.
I'm going to put you back in the corner if you keep it up like this.
I hear you. But, I mean, I just... got in the car and drove here. So
I appreciate that, and you made it. And I'm glad you're here
safely. Yeah, it was good, but I honestly didn't see anything, but I didn't look up.
It's a waning crescent, 18%.
Okay.
Broken, so overcast, very nice, cool morning.
It was cool. It was nice. Yeah. It wasn't very nice. Actually, it was a beautiful night last night. It was gorgeous.
We've had very warm days.
And nice and cool, like
and
you said.
Yeah. I know if you've listened to me more than once, you've heard me say, as long as it's cool at night and I can sleep, it doesn't matter how hot it is during the day. And that certainly does hold.
Yeah, it was warm yesterday, that's for sure.
And it's supposed to be warm again today.
Yeah.
Even hotter today.
Yeah.
But again, as long as I can sleep, that's all that matters.
That is the truth.
No rain this last week, but my yard is still totally wet from the downpour we had. I was doing more surveying.
I talked to Doug Spiegel.
Yes.
He came in the nursery and he was going on. He said he had over an inch in 25 minutes.
Okay.
He's got a weather station and it's right by you.
That's what went through.
Yeah.
I found
it was amazing.
I found some more ruts in my yard where water had washed through. I got the fence put back up so it's not leaning into my neighbor's yard anymore. I'm sure they appreciate that.
I would think so, yeah.
And everybody who got that amount of rain won't have to water this week.
That's the truth.
And it is supposed to cool down pretty dramatically very quickly.
Yeah, no, today's supposed to be hot, and then what kind of temperatures? Like 10 degrees?
It's supposed to wane tomorrow, and then Monday, Tuesday, it's supposed to be cool, overcast, cut off low off the coast, a chance of minor amounts of precipitation, but stay tuned because that could change.
I know. It,
and then later in the week, it's supposed to cool down even more.
Okay.
So
it's fall.
With the second day. Yesterday was the 1st of October.
I know. It's crazy.
It is.
It's flying by.
And with the 1st and 2nd days of October, it is probably time to take a look at your irrigation systems.
It really is, yeah.
Time to space out your waterings more. Whether you got the rain or not, the days are shorter.
Yeah.
The nights are cooler. The soil is cooling down.
Exactly.
Okay, now there was something you wanted to talk about a few couple minutes ago prematurely.
Oh, you talking about the classes?
Yes, sir.
Okay, well, our class in San Diego today is on organic pest control. And I believe James is giving the class. But it should be interesting. I mean, it's
always a good class.
Yes,
George frequently does those in Poway.
Yes,
and it's good to have options.
Oh, absolutely.
And natural options, organic options, are better than no options, wouldn't you say?
I would say, yeah. And most people are leaning that way now. I mean, not everybody, but a lot of people are. So
I just want things that are going to get the job done.
Correct. Yeah, I mean, I give people options. I usually preface everything by saying, you know, it makes no difference to me whether you want to be organic or not. These are your choices. You can go, if you want to be organic, that's great. This is what we'd recommend. If not, we have a better product. I'm totally joking.
Different product. Now, I don't want to put you on the spot, but sure. Normally in George's seat, you have to give the class for the Poway store as well. Oh. And do you remember? I could do it.
Well,
but
Shirley's
it's doing it, right?
It's on native plants.
Native plants.
Right, and she's your go-to girl and
she is.
On native.
She spends the most time interfacing with our natives and with Musa. And
good.
She spends a lot of time on the trails in our East County. It's funny. We do hike many of the same trails, and she sees different things than I do, but we've never been on the same trails at the same time.
Well, it's funny. I was talking to Doug Spiegel. He was telling me that he often sees you on the trails.
At the top of McGinty.
Exactly. He said that. He goes, yeah, I see David up there all the time. Yeah,
it's kind of a weird place to run into friends and business partners, but
that's okay.
He was up there last week, and the time before that when I had seen him up there – he was hiking up there with his wife and breakfast.
That's what
they said. They stopped somewhere, and he didn't bring food this time.
No, he didn't. He did bring his wife.
He probably knew I was going to be up there, and he didn't want to share. It was kind of funny because
he goes up there, and they breakneck
speed. We started chatting up at the top about the trade show and the virtual trade show and business and stuff. And
right, that's where Kenny is. Right?
His wife slowly started heading down the mountain.
Yeah, it's
Doug, I didn't come up here to chat business. Exactly. We're going now. That's what it sounded. Let me look like. But no. I totally understand.
Oh, of course.
And I was up there with Ken Ostad, and nobody wants to be around us. So
that
it all makes perfect sense.
Unless I'm sitting at a bar with you, I don't.
It's been way too long since we've done such a thing. If you would like to give us a call and participate in Garden Talk here on KCBQ and KPRZ. The phone number is 888-344-1170. That's 888-344-1170. Give us a call and let us know how the rain came through your place. I'm going to look back at you because I'm going to expect, I'm going to need, five more minutes of banter from you before we get to this break.
Oh, no, so I know. Kenny's up in, he's up in Reno, because theoretically this is usually the time we do our trade show.
This is the first week of October. And
usually in Reno they have a trade show and this
an excellent. I mean, it's a, yeah, they put on a good show up.
They really do, and it's a lot of fun. But and they just canceled it here a month ago or whatever. So
It was going to be a real show again after missing last year.
So Kenny made reservations and he stuck them out. I actually canceled mine, but yeah.
So they were going to go up to Reno today and then go to Tahoe and play.
Virginia City, all those. I mean, just kind of look around and go have fun.
He said while we were on the air, he's probably going to be at the airport getting ready for his flight. And I said, are you going to call us like Mark did when he was in Ohio? And
he said no.
I am of the impression he will not be.
I don't blame him. It's probably the last thing he's worried about at this point, is calling into the radio show. But
have you opened up the virtual show?
I have.
You looked at it?
I have.
Did you bought anything yet?
We've bought a few things, I think. I take that back. We have not bought anything yet, but we will.
Started putting things in carts?
Correct.
Doug told me he may have some leftover pottery for us from last year that we can get, but he had to go, and I haven't heard back, so we'll see.
No, I hear you. You discussed that at the top of the mountain?
No. No.
On the phone?
He wanted to make sure that I understood how to get into the show, and if I had any questions, make sure to contact him directly.
Yeah,
he's in charge of making sure I am capable of getting into the show, which is
thank God we have James at the nursery.
Because no
James,
small task.
No, I know what you mean. Because James is he's my IT guy, I guess if you'd say.
Is he?
Well, yeah, he's the one that's going to be. I'll be sitting over his shoulder, or not literally, but I'll be tagging along with him, going through this show. But at any rate, it'll be fun.
I'll take your word for it.
Yeah.
Do you have any pomegranates at your house?
I do not.
Totally separate note?
No, I do not.
Okay. Then I want to go back to water in your yard.
Yes.
I know we talked about it last week, but I have no recollection as to, did you get rain last week or not?
On that Friday? We got, it didn't, yes, I did, but it wasn't.
Was it enough to take care of anything?
Not really. I mean, to be honest with you, no. It wasn't, it didn't even rain hard. It's funny, I have a little awning out by my kitchen, and I can hear that, you know, rain hit it every once in a while. I mean, when it rains, but. And I did hear it then, but not, it wasn't substantial.
I have a buddy who got tired of the great state of California and packed up and moved to Nevada last year.
Okay.
And I've been seeing videos of him playing at the river, and he and his wife have been doing all sorts of crazy stuff. But they were here this last week, and he posted a video, I think, from El Cajon, Horizon Hills area, because I think that's where the family he left behind or in-laws live, but it showed the hail from that storm, and they were it was grape size hail.
Oh wow!
That they got.
I didn't even realize it was hail. To be honest with you,
and I didn't see it. Didn't look like it was damaging the cars or anything, but it was was big. It was as big a hail as I've ever seen here.
Right,
and it was. I didn't know that we let him back in the state, but we did. So, did you have to water this week? The containers and stuff in the backyard.
I did. Yeah, it's funny you say that. I had water last night. Somebody mentioned that everything was a little bit dry in the containers.
Have a couple of people over.
It's like, hey, that needs water. And I'm like, oh yeah, I guess it does.
I guess that's the downside to me not stopping by on a
more
frequent
all good.
Basis.
But yeah, I did have to water container stuff. I mean, it's funny because I have roses in the ground. I have some alstomeries in a pot. And you could see the sunburn from the heat because, well, I don't know. Well, again, I'm from Syracuse, and my dad, I don't know how many people do this in San Diego, but there's aluminum siding on the side of or on the house, which is, I find strange in San Diego. But my dad, you know, we did that back in New York. And the Tin Man, right? Was that the name of the movie?
Yes, Tin Man.
Yes, Tin Man. Yes. At any rate, and I don't know if it's reflected because of
it probably is. Yeah. And the sun's lower.
Yeah.
So you're gonna get it's gonna cast a
yeah. It's on one side of the house where the roses got toasted. I mean, they're all brown. I mean, not all the whole thing, but definitely sunburned.
Well,
or burned.
On Thursday, I did an emergency consultation, yard doctor in Rancho Santa Fe, and it was because the rose leaves were all burned, and there was a few other things going on.
Right.
And then yesterday on the manager's phone, somebody texted us a picture of yellow leaves from their Mckellia, and there was four or five pictures of pairs of yellow leaves. And so I texted back, could you give me a picture of the overall plant? And then a minute later, I get a picture of the overall plant. The overall plant looked perfect. But they found some yellow leaves from the inside that were dropping, and they were panicking. Same thing with the roses in Rancho Santa Fe. The older leaves to the center of the plant
were burned
and looked crummy.
Right.
But there was a foot of new growth with buds at the top, damaged by chili thrips. There was a lot of damage from that. But that wasn't the concern. The concern was the burned leaves on the bottoms here. Right. Somebody's not watering these plants enough. And it was totally the older leaves and the damage. And it happens every year.
Oh, it does.
People pick and choose. They can have the most gorgeous plant in the whole wide world.
But they see a yellow leaf.
They find a yellow leaf.
We have that. I have a yellow. They'll bring in their yellow leaf and they'll say, and I said, well, how much of the plant looks like this? Well,
just this
leaf. Yeah, no, I took it off. This is the leaf. I'm like, oh, if that's your concern, then don't.
Was telling me yesterday he had somebody he was visiting show him a plant, and it had a physically damaged leaf. It had been bent, and it was brown in the middle. The whole plant was great, but something's killing it. No, it's just one damaged leaf. No, look, the plant's fine. No, look, there's a damaged leaf.
Well, that's what I also preface by saying, hey, this is not my plant. I mean, it's your plan. I understand you.
This ain't my bag, man.
But let's not panic. I mean, it's not, you have one, you know, it's like citrus trees. People come in and they're freaked out because yellow leaves or whatever, but it's like, no. Every citrus in San Diego is going to have some sort of insect on it at some point.
That's what horticultural oil is for.
Correct. That's I tried to explain that too.
So if you have a damaged leaf and would like us to tell you you are overreacting, give us a call. The phone number here is 888-344-1170. That's 888-344-1170. You're listening to Garden Talk on AM 1170, KCBQ, and KPRZ. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be back right after this.
Get your gardening questions answered by calling 888-344-1170. That's 888-344-1170. There is more Garden Talk on the way. Welcome back to Garden Talk by Walter Anderson Nursery. Got a gardening question? Call 888-344-1170. 888-344-1170. Now, here's your hosts, Ken Anderson, David Ross, Mark Mahady, and George Allman.
Yo no soy marinero, soy capitán, soy...
But people aren't here, so you can sing now?
Sorry. Yeah, Ken's not here. When the cat's away, you know, that's La Bamba. And
it is.
It's on for two reasons. One, on my way in this morning, it was the number two hit, I believe, in the Latin top 40 this week in whenever it was. And it takes me back to seventh grade, Senor Morton.
Very good.
Which you are listening to. He used to play that in the classroom all the time. Loved it. That and Eres Tú. But anyway, you are listening to... America's top. Oh, no, I can't say that. You are listening to Garden Talk here on AM 1170 and KPRZ. I am David Ross along with Mark Mahady. Ken and George are off playing today and not joining us.
Good for them.
If you would like to participate in Garden Talk and the top songs on this day sometime a long time ago, the phone number is 888-344-1170. That's 888-344-1170. We had a special treat arrive at Walter Anderson Nursery in Poway yesterday, courtesy of Walter Anderson Nursery in San Diego. Yes. What was that, Mark Mahady?
We got our garlic in.
We did.
So we have, I don't even know how many, 10 or 11 varieties of garlic or something like that?
I think it was 12.
Okay, could be.
It might be 9.
It's just, I'm not... I mean, garlic is easy to grow. I don't know the difference. I guess there's just flavor differences.
Yes, there's flavor
and
differences.
Colors or something?
There's
I don't
flavors
know.
And colors.
Okay. That
and
makes
for
sense.
The those with a sensitive palate, that means something.
No, I agree. I mean, I imagine it does. I know there's some that are a little bit stronger than others and some that a little bit, more faint, I guess, flavors. I don't know.
Yes.
At any rate.
It's always a garlic to me. How many do you plant garlic?
I do, actually. I
you
do.
Divide up the we get the cloves or the heads,
right?
Which have probably somewhere between 10 and 20 cloves in each one, and
correct.
Each one of those cloves becomes its own head of garlic.
Eventually, yes.
Eventually,
yeah, it grows out. Yes.
Do you harvest it every year?
It's funny you say that. I didn't last year, and I do it in containers, and last year I didn't, and I. Haven't really paid attention to it. I know I haven't watered it for a while. I don't know if this stuff will come
it's
back.
It's probably still there. You can dig it up and divide it and replant it.
Well, that's
it.
What I'm thinking, but I haven't been over that part of the yard for a while, so I haven't even looked at it. But, yeah, that's what I'm planning on doing.
Garlic is kind of like seed potatoes. Once you plant them, you should never be without.
Correct.
But I have a problem with the harvesting side of this stuff. I plant it. I do
and
the
it
prep.
Grows fine,
I
yeah.
plant it, I grow it, I water it, I take care of it.
And then you don't deal
and with then
it.
I ignore it. I have well, a whole area of
I would like
onions
to say that
from last year.
I usually years past I've harvested it and I've used it and I've enjoyed it. Last year I didn't, and I don't know I don't have a particular good reason why I didn't. But
I kind of do. I mean I know why I didn't, and I'm guessing yours is the same reason.
Well, lazy?
Laziness.
Yeah, okay, that's fair. Yeah, yeah, you're right.
And I don't mean that in a bad way.
No, of course not. I don't take it as a bad
you're
bad
there.
Way.
You're walking around it. You probably watered things within a foot of it, and you
correct.
Just didn't harvest it.
Correct.
Okay, I'm right there with you.
Yeah. And I do love garlic. I mean, almost everything that we make has garlic in it. Almost, I say almost everything, but, you know, we'll... I mean,
isn't that why you get the little jars of minced garlic at the store?
I don't
it's
even
an endless thing of or granulated.
Well, now all of a sudden, it's I don't know if you've seen this, but they have the garlic cloves now that are already peeled and all that stuff for you. It's all ready to go.
Oh, thank goodness.
Oh yeah, I know. I mean, that's game changers. I'm saying.
Well,
but I do. I mean, I love the garlic that I grow. I should say that I typically do. The last year or this year, I haven't. But the last couple of years, I've.
You enjoyed it so much, yeah. You decided you'd leave it in the ground to age better. It's like a fine wine.
I guess so, but it's, at any rate.
The longer it sits in the ground, the better it's going to be.
Hopefully.
You know, sometime within the last 6 months after having this conversation with George, a garlic smasher, easy access peeler showed up. And you just, I don't know, you take this thing and you smack your garlic. And all of a sudden, the outer skins pop off, and you have garlic, and it's ready to use.
Yeah, they have new tools and stuff. It used to be I do it with my fingers, and I try to peel it. And
if George were here, he'd say, thank you, Mary, right now. But he's not. But you're in his seat, so.
Oh, thank you, Mary.
Okay, thank you. Are you going to – did you guys get in onions?
We haven't – did we get – you know, I don't remember.
We got in the packaged onions. I know you guys don't mess with the packaged
ones. Yeah, I don't
ones.
Think. Yeah, I haven't seen any onions yet.
And we have three types. The white onions are short day. The other, the red and the yellow, are long or intermediate day. So they're not as good. I was chatting with the person who normally sits in that chair this week, and he grew short day onions or long day onions, and they bulbed fine. They did not bulb as big as the short day onions.
Right. Right.
If I asked you about the short day like I would to George, would you be able to articulate that?
No.
Would you ask me about it then?
Just explain it.
Okay.
Thank you. We don't have to. Yeah.
I didn't want to just throw it out there.
Yeah.
Southern California is a short day onion environment. Right. Northern California, Alaska, those are long days where it stays lighter later. And different types of onions do better in short, intermediate, and long day areas. In Southern California, as much as we like to think we have the best of everything and have, I've always thought we had very long days here. In the summer, it stayed light late. But in the onion world, we are a short day onion place. And so you're looking for best productivity from short day onions. And of the three varieties that we have in Poway in packages, only the white ones are short day onions. All three will grow here.
Right.
All three are usable as green onions, but all three will bulb.
And they're very easy to grow.
Yeah, mine are still sitting in the ground where they were last year. They're dead now. They haven't watered them, but they're just, the flower stalks are there. I never harvested them. It's so silly.
It is what it is, but... I say garlic, I use onions, and I grew onions two or three years ago, and I had hundreds of onions. I mean,
I love growing them. They're easy to grow.
And they are very, very easy
to
grow.
But that harvest thing is just so much work.
And I had so many onions, and again, I put onions, I say and garlic, but I put that in almost everything I eat. So.
Me too. It binds everything together.
Correct. So
and even though they make me cry, the smell of fresh cut onions.
I do.
Love it.
I love it.
Love it. The short day onion starts. The sweet onion starts.
Yeah. We usually get those like January or so.
Mid November. Okay. The first crop will be ready in mid November, and they have the leeks as well. And the first ship date of the leeks is not till January.
That's something I've never grown. Even eaten a leek.
They were easy.
I believe that
very easy.
I believe that because I mean onions are. I mean it's
same.
You can't really screw it up. I mean, I guess if you don't water,
They do want plenty of water.
Right, and right. They do.
My perception of onions is. My perceptions of onions is that they should require less water and care. I am chuckling because a note just came over. Rose from Escondido. We all know who Rose from Escondido is. I guess she's not enjoying the two of us as much as we are because she wants to know when Roy's going to be back on the air.
Well, we will have to check
with Roy. And
we could try to get a hold of him in the second half hour. And
we will get back to you later on when Roy will be back on the air. Yes, Roy was a wonderful guest. That's Roy Wilburn from Cadence at Poway Gardens. He, I think chatting with you, Mr. Mahady, is
I'm bored.
almost as nice.
I'd much rather talk to people on the phone if anyone would want to.
All right, garlic and onions. Let's keep going on your spring, on your winter garden. What else are you going to plant? Do you plant any of the leaf crops, the lettuces?
Typically, I don't. I don't. Kale.
That was close.
I mean, that's spinach. I mean, I enjoy eating them. I mean, when they're in a bag and for salads and stuff like that. But I'm not.
You eat salads?
Yeah, I have become a salad eater. I'm not proud of it per se, but I don't know.
You got to do what you got to do.
Correct.
What about broccoli, broccolini, cauliflower?
It's funny. I did grow some of that. What's it called? Cheddar?
The yellow one.
Yeah, the yellow. It was really good. That was last year. But it's funny. I tried to grow Brussels sprouts too, and I had aphid issues.
Yeah.
Huge aphid issues.
I've heard that's an ongoing thing, but it's just a little extra protein. So
right. It does.
It's good for
you. They didn't look good. I mean,
well, they have that kind of grayish, whitish cast after.
Correct.
Yes.
But typically I don't grow very much. I mean, other than onions and garlic, I don't really grow too much.
Did you ever see the pictures of, it was Jim from Do Rights at the time,
okay,
of his purple, yellow, and white cauliflower all grown together in the garden?
No, that'd be
stunning. Absolutely stunning when the heads form and you have those colors all in the garden. It was amazing to me, and it kind of inspired me to consider.
Well, it's weird because you don't even have to eat them. I mean, but the colors in the garden would be pretty cool. Yeah.
And that kind of brings us to ornamental kale.
Okay, yeah.
Or regular kale and the Lolo Rosa. They make beautiful borders in the garden, and they're totally edible and harvestable. I can't see you drinking a kale smoothie and grinding that up, nor I.
No, I was going
to
say.
George were here, he would say something different, but we don't even need to discuss that because it's kind of icky. How about peas? Do you plant peas?
You know, this year I'm going to plant peas. It's funny you say that because I typically don't, but I have in years past.
I just know the right things to ask.
I used to love walking out there and grabbing some off the, just pulling them off and eating them. They were really good.
Me too.
Snap peas, yeah.
Me too. If you would like to give us a call, just like Rose did, to ask us about somebody else, which was very nice of her. The phone number here is 888-344-1170. That's 888-344-1170. You are listening to Garden Talk. We'll be back right after this.
Get your gardening questions answered by calling 888-344-1170. That's 888-344-1170. There is more Garden Talk on the way. Welcome back to Garden Talk by Walter Anderson Nursery. Got a gardening question? Call 888-344-1170, 888-344-1170. Now, here's your hosts, Ken Anderson, David Ross, Mark Mahady, and George Allman.
They pulled in just behind the bridge. He lays her down. He frowns. Gee, my life's a funny thing. Am I still too young?
He kissed the van and then. And we are back with more Garden Talk here on AM 1170 and KPRZ. If you would like to give us a call, the number here is 888-344-1170. The Young Americans. Do you remember when we considered ourselves Young Americans?
Yes.
It was a long, long, long time ago.
Yeah. Long.
In a land far, far away.
Yeah.
Much different than today. I guess. Correct. Rose had something more for us other than to say we'd rather listen to somebody else. So let us go to Escondido and speak with Rose.
You know, that was supposed to be funny because I was so intrigued by you guys talking about the new varieties of garlic. And I'm very excited about it. And I had a few things to ask about container gardening for the garlic and onions. And I also wanted to say, I think you need to focus on the things that you're good at. You're both good at growing the things, but then there's people who like to harvest them and put them there. So maybe you need to, you know, have like a community, you know.
It takes a village, doesn't it, Rose?
Yes, it does.
It really does. And I think you need to focus on your doing really well growing it and watching it sit there. Okay. Right.
That's excellent. So, thank you for helping us with that, lifting us up.
It's true. Thank you.
You are the wind beneath our wings. So what would you like to tell us about garlic and onion?
Well, you guys were saying some things about garlic, like, oh, well, the stuff in the jar, you know, it's just the same as, you know, now they have the peeled cloves. And I was just going to say that those whole peeled cloves are real garlic. But if you buy the big containers at Costco and you get a lot, they are very perishable if you get a lot of those.
So either make sure you consume it quickly and or don't get the big jar. Is that what you're saying?
Well, I'm not talking about jars because that's a whole different thing. That is not really garlic anymore when it is in that form.
Do you know the differences between the different types of garlic? Does your palate differentiate the rose garlic, to borrow your name, or from the other varieties?
I am not a good connoisseur. I know things that I like and I don't like, and I actually bought a head of garlic today at a local farm stand, and it's from, I can't remember, they just had one variety of garlic. It's purplish, and they had a very pretty logo on their sign, but I do not know.
I like
to eat garlic.
I think you should come to Walter Anderson Nursery in Poway and buy one each of the 9 or 12 different heads of garlic we have, grow them all out, cook them next fall because I'm not going to even make an assumption. Cook them all and then tell us the subtle differences. Would that be something you might consider doing?
I would consider it even more if you would grow them for me.
And use them.
And then I will come and harvest them and use them and give you a report.
Okay, I wasn't going to tell everybody today that Rose is my sister. So
I'm not your sister.
How are we going to meet up to get you the garlic then if we're not related somehow?
Well, I know that you work at this really fancy nursery in Poway called Walter Anderson Nursery.
Yes.
And I think I could probably find you even if I wasn't your sister.
Okay. Yeah. All right. I will grow it. But then I'm going to have to keep track of what the varieties are, and that's not going to happen. So I'll just grow it, and you can try them.
Well, I could just give you a marker. So could we talk about growing them in containers? Because I have a lot of gophers.
Sure.
And what size, you know, what depth they need, how many you can reasonably do.
They really don't need much at all. A shallow window box, probably just 4 to 6 inches deep of soil, would be adequate. It could be deeper than that, but that's all that they will need. Using potting soil in your containers rather than planting mix or dirt from the garden would be good. The potting soil is designed for container growing. It would be perfect for that. Mix in some pre-plant fertilizer and then follow up every 6 weeks with a little extra fertilizer. Keep them well watered. Put them where they get plenty of sun. And you too can harvest your very own garlic, onions, shallots, or peas.
You have shallots. You didn't talk about the shallots.
We haven't gotten there yet. Yeah. We haven't gotten there yet. But
we're supposed to be. I mean, I think we have some in packages, but usually we'll get.
I think so too. But I.
Yeah. No, I know.
But we'll get shallots. We'll get back to you with the shallot status next week. So you stay tuned.
What would the difference be between me buying a shallot bulb or a garlic bulb and trying to do the same thing
frequently,
besides just having one?
Frequently, unless they're organic, the produce that you purchase in the stores are treated with growth inhibitors, so it'll slow them down, and that goes with the potatoes too. So if you want to get organic then you can go to an organic store and get the organic cloves, and then those should not be. But why you would want to do that when you can go to either Walter Anderson Nursery location to 12 named varieties, I wouldn't understand. But you are certainly able.
I would not
able.
Do that. It was a question I think people think, boy, it's why legit. Would I come it's there? And now legit. You've explained yep. it.
Oh, yep. I got you. You were just feeding me. I got you. Thank you very much. That was very kind of you.
Well, so on these 12 varieties of garlic, like tomato plants, does it give you a description? And do they all have same amount of light hours that we need for San Diego?
Yes, they do. And each one has a different name and variety, and there are some people that I'm sure can tell the differences.
Yes.
Miss Rose, I thank you very much for participating in Garden Talk this morning. It has been a pleasure to chat with you.
Oh, it has been more than that for me also. I thank you both. And you obviously miss George. He'll be happy to hear that.
No, there's no Wait, question okay.
thank,
miss George.
Thanks for taking a parting shot at Mark. That was very kind of you.
Yes.
No.
Okay,
no,
Rose.
You guys,
Rose.
You know what? You
Rose.
Guys are,
it's all good.
Rose. Rose.
Thank you.
Thanks for calling.
I thank you very much.
Alrighty,
have a good morning.
Thank you. You too. That was Rose in Escondido.
Mm-hmm.
And just for those of you who are not aware and think that I was treating Rose from Escondido inappropriately, I just need to remind you she's my sister.
That doesn't make it better, but I mean.
I hope it explains it. I'm not using it as
And you weren't inappropriate.
I might have been a touch short with her, but that's all. But it's my sister, Jennifer, is Rose. So please allow me a little latitude. And I apologize for her taking the shot at you. That's my job.
Oh, no. I don't have no issues with that at all. You were talking about the garlic. Yeah, it's like Kathleen at Point Loma. She told me the other day there's like two or three new varieties that she's going to be growing this year. But she's the one that has the...
The secret?
She knows the subtleties of the garlic. Okay. You know what I mean? And like I said, to me, garlic's garlic, and I don't know. I probably, if somebody explained it to me, probably could figure it out. But usually...
Well, if they did it slowly enough.
With pictures. But at any rate, there's some new varieties, and she's all about the soft neck, the hard...
I think the hard necks are the ones that do, or the soft necks are the ones that do better here.
That's correct.
And they're not as good for braiding, but they do better here. Correct. I've also had lots of calls about the seed potatoes.
Oh, yeah.
And they will be probably the end of the month. I was told to get back to them. They're usually done with their harvesting by the middle of October. And the email response seemed pretty clear. Don't bother me till the middle of October.
Okay.
I mean, that's the way it sounded. And we
can't do anything until then anyway, so stop.
Yes.
Yeah.
We'll have lots. We are expecting 20 varieties this year.
Oh, wow. And again, not to get into it, but potatoes are very easy to grow also.
And I did harvest those.
Yeah. And I usually, again, I'll do those in a big container, usually a big plastic tub, put tons of them in there. And then I just take them to the driveway and flip the whole thing over and take all the soil out and let them. Then I just go through them. And
do you remember what I did with my potatoes last year? I built those raised straw bales.
Yeah.
And so I took it all apart and got the potatoes out of them. I harvested them. I put them in the empty bulb crate so they would breathe. And then I put them in the interior of the house in a cool hallway. Some of them rotted and I tossed. Some of them I used. Some of them I still have.
Oh, no. That's the thing. I know... Do you remember? Well, I know you remember Mrs. Carden.
I do.
Oh yeah, she used to have hillsides. She planted.
Did she do potatoes on her hillside?
Oh yeah, she had. I don't even know. I mean, she used to have potatoes coming up all the time. I mean,
well, there's no reason.
No,
if you're in a frost-free area, that you can't grow them year-round here.
It's the truth. And again, even in containers, they require a little bit of water and a little bit of fertilizer, but I mean, they don't actually
Not much.
Not much. I shouldn't say require, but yeah. They're very easy to grow. I love the purple. I don't even know the names of half the...
I don't either.
The purple ones.
We'll have 20 varieties and 50 pounds of each.
There's different colored ones, the purples, the blues, And again, they're easy to grow, and you have them once, you'll have them forever.
Mrs. Nish came to me many years ago because her daughter had missed a question at Madeline about potatoes. And the question was, are they roots or stems? And I don't know exactly how it was, but she selected roots. And she came to me to find out if they were indeed roots. Do you know that potatoes are not roots?
What are they?
Modified stems. And that's why they grow off of the stems. It makes perfect sense, but they don't grow from the bottom of the plant. They're growing off those stems. That's why we plant and bury the stems as they grow, because those modified stems become the potatoes we harvest. Who knew?
You.
Thanks for, well, no, I didn't.
Yeah.
I would have guessed
roots.
Roots as well, and I would have been just as wrong.
Yeah.
And as you... as they grow,
yeah, they just.
That's why you plant them at the very bottom of whatever the container is, and just keep throwing more
soil over top of them. It's the truth.
Yes. And I always worried about cutting seed potatoes before planting them because I figured they would rot.
Right.
And then I realized it doesn't matter if or that the potato rots, as long as there's an eye there, the roots are going to come out of the eye, and the eye is going to grow, and it doesn't matter that the rest rots. So yes, you can cut a seed potato into many parts.
Right.
And you'll still get... I learned so much planting in the garden. Well, it's amazing.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Look at the time. Yeah. If you would like to give us a call, the phone number is 888-344-1170. You're listening to Garden Talk on KCBQ and KPRZ. We're going to take another quick break, and we'll be back right after this.
Get your gardening questions answered by calling 888-344-1170. That's 888-344-1170. There is more Garden Talk on the way. Welcome back to Garden Talk by Walter Anderson Nursery. Got a gardening question? Call 888-344-1170, 888-344-1170. Now, here's your hosts, Ken Anderson, David Ross, Mark Mahady, and George Allman.
And welcome back to Garden Talk here on AM 1170 and KPRZ. I am David Ross along with Mark Mahady. Ken and George are out doing other but not necessarily more important things than being here today.
Correct. But they're...
Did that Beatles tune sound a little bit more like noise than music? Or is that just because I'm becoming old?
Well, you are becoming old, and I don't know that I even knew what that song is, but not that it matters.
I'm betting... Well, I know that it relates to gardening somewhere in there.
I imagine. But isn't Paul McCartney a gardener? I'm just kidding.
I don't know. If you would like to give us a call, the phone number here is 888-344-1170. Before we went in the break, we were talking about garlic and onions and shallots and the subtle differences thereof that we have no clue about. But we also alluded to kale and the ornamentals and...
Yeah, you know,
the fall colors.
Yeah, the ornamental cabbage or ornamental kale, whatever you want to, I mean,
both.
I guess, yes. They are gorgeous. I mean, some of those are, but I just remember like going to Las Vegas in October when it was starting to be hot, but then you get the cool weather and them changing out every hotel would have ornamental kale around it.
It's beautiful.
Yeah, it is. It really
and
is.
And some of
the colors and the
purple and whites and the green and whites, the contrast that they have bred into those.
It's the truth.
It's
beautiful.
And it loves
we're starting to get
weather.
All that stuff in. Yeah. Kales. And then you get into your fall color, all your mums. I mean, pretty much almost every color of flower you can get in mums. Almost. I mean, I guess there isn't really a real red, but.
It's close.
Yeah, there's close.
It's a rusty red. It's a fall red.
Yeah. your mom's starting, and you get your stocks, your pansies,
mums. It didn't, whatever holiday, not holiday, birthday, anniversary, dad would come home from the office with a mum,
right,
for mom. And favorite plant, he has some planted right in the window box outside of the living room. And he is always so excited because mums with minimal care are perennials, and they will grow and bloom year after year after year. And
correct,
there's still some in the raised bed now, and he is always so, so proud of them.
I mean, again, they are not that they are easy to grow, and they are,
but they're perennials.
They are perennials.
You never have to get rid of them unless you forget to water them or something. But these are in a raised bed where they only get morning sun, so they don't need that much care.
Correct.
And they're budded like crazy right now. He's very excited. And very, I guess, good. I should embrace the chrysanthemum. Embrace the mum.
Have they changed the name on that now? Or are they still chrysanthemum?
Are you asking me that because they have?
I don't know. It just seems like,
they've changed the name of everything else.
I know. That's,
let's don't yeah. even don't even go
good
there.
Point. Good
let's
point.
Talk about pansies and violas.
Yes, pansies, violas. Yeah,
I love the little Johnny jump ups. And the giant majestic pansies, those are give you great color from now until spring.
Correct.
And if you don't poison them with insecticides, they're edible. Pansies and violas. I remember one year
I've never eaten them.
Into cookies. You put them in late in the cookie, and then you can put a glaze over them, and you have a beautiful preserved viola or pansy flour into the cookies. It was a long time ago.
Okay.
A long time ago.
No, I believe you.
Okay.
I just
How about fragrant stalks? Do you ever grow the tall ones?
No, but it's weird because I'm thinking about it this year, to be honest with you, because just walking by them, or when they were delivered the other day, the fragrance was pretty intoxicating. Yeah.
Did you just say intoxicating fragrance?
Well, I do. Yes, I did.
Well done.
Once in a while.
You got to go on radio.
Yeah. Well, I have. Yes.
They're neat. And there's short, medium, and tall stalks, too. Correct. You can just use them as a border plant. You can put them in hanging baskets and have the fragrance up around head
windows
level.
Yes.
And the tall ones are great for cutting. They last, and they are great for bringing in. Correct. And I still, my favorite, but they require a little extra work, are the snapdragons.
Correct. Yeah. Sometimes along the water, I mean, it seems as though they get the little rust. You know what I mean?
They do. Yeah. You've got to treat them for rust. Rose fungicides that you can pour around the base if you don't want to spray should take care of it. Or the traditional fungicides for rust will take care of them. The Immunox would be the one I would use. But,
correct.
I would guess neem oil, if you wanted to do it naturally, would do that as well.
Yeah. But they're beautiful.
I still like grabbing the snapdragon flowers and pinching them so their mouths open and go,
when they were little kids.
Yes. At Madeline.
Yes. Yes.
And those two come in the little short ones for borders, the medium ones that are cuttable but not as good, and then the super tall varieties, the rockets that'll get 3-4 feet tall,
three feet, and
make great cut flowers.
Correct.
Do you do those or do you not?
No. I mean, I don't really. The cut flowers I have, I guess, are alstroemerias. And it's funny because Dan Mogenet was just in last week, and I asked him about a tall white one, and I ended up getting one.
He's our alstroemeria supplier from North County, and he breeds and hybridizes and grows bazillions from seed, and we get really neat varieties that do very, very well here.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. I mean,
are yours blooming now, or between?
I have some that are blooming, but it's kind of late. Yeah, I mean,
they're usually kind of dormant now, and then they start blooming again around Christmas. Is that?
Yeah, maybe even a little into the new year, but around there, yes.
I know he starts having his potted ones from the greenhouse that are ready about that time.
Right. Yeah. And I have a new one, or he told me he has a few of the, it's white with a pale, I guess you'd call it purple. I don't know, kind of a purple edge. It's beautiful.
We'll call it whatever you want.
Yellow, it's got yellow, little yellow, little purple, and white. It's a gorgeous. I think it's gorgeous, but yeah, we'll see. But
sounds
I mean,
beautiful. Do you do the? I'm going to take you totally away from there. Do you do sweet peas?
No,
of the ornamental sweet peas.
You know, no, I haven't.
Every year I say I'm going to do it, and I'm going to do it early so that they're blooming by Christmas and
yeah.
It's already almost too late to get them that.
Every sweet pea season, I think of Phil Johnson and the seed we used to, you know, and we had to, you plant them for Labor Day and you'd have them in flower by Christmas.
I'm going to,
yeah.
You know what? I will plant some sweet peas this weekend. I have my, well, I don't know. I'm going to want to plant edible peas on there. So maybe I'll have to figure it all out. I do not know. Well, I love having sweet peas. I usually don't get them in the ground in time to have them ready for Christmas, so they're not ready until late January, February, when everybody else's are, not the early ones.
Right.
But the early multifloras will bloom sooner than the rest.
Correct.
And they come in the dwarf compacts and the tall ones
Correct.
As well.
So garden classes today?
Quick reminder, what is going on at the garden class at 9 a.m. at Walter Anderson Nursery in
Oklahoma? On organic pest control. Organic pest control at 9 o'clock. I think James is giving the class, and then Poway, you guys are doing natives, right? Natives.
Shirley is going to be talking about natives. She enjoys them tremendously. All the different varieties. She spends a lot of time on the trails in our back county, our East County, and can help you with anything you want to know. Natives. You have been listening to Garden Talk here on AM 1170 KPRZ and KCBQ. Auto Talk is going to be coming up next, and hope everybody has a great weekend. We'll be back next week, hopefully after some rain. Have a great weekend, everybody.
Thanks for joining us on Garden Talk by Walter Anderson Nursery, your source for gardening, landscaping, and horticulture news. Still have a question for the Garden Talk crew or want to learn more about the show, how to become a guest or sponsor? Send an email to askanexpert@walteranderson.com. That's askanexpert@walteranderson.com or visit walteranderson.com. There's more professional gardening advice next week at this same time on Garden Talk by Walter Anderson Nursery.
This program is sponsored by Walter Anderson Nursery.